I hardly ever click record here at randycantrell.com because, well, I'm clicking record in so many other places as a longtime podcaster. But today I decided, yeah, I think I want to put a voice to this. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm glad that you're here at the website. This is kind of my, I don't know, my generic portal, my generic digital footprint. Why I launched a hyperlocal podcast about Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. First of all, let me tell you that I've had an ongoing urge to do something that was, I wouldn't say hyperlocal, but hyper niche-y. Something really targeted, really narrow as a podcast. I've never done it. And the only explanation I've got is because nothing ever just kind of grabbed me and said, hey, yeah, come on, this is the project. Until now. And so what I had prior been thinking about as far as some hyper topic, hyper niche-y, narrow topic, well, it turned into hyper local because of a place. I'm sitting in a wicker rocker. Say that three times really fast. Wicker rocker. I'm on the back porch of one of our favorite Airbnb places. And I'm watching people tee off, and they are aiming at this nearby green. I am about 150 feet from the green. It appears to be kind of a short hole. I would guess fewer than a couple of hundred yards. I'm not a golfer, and I don't even pretend to be one on television or in audio. But I'm kind of chuckling as I see golfer after golfer. They're struggling to hit the green. And it just, I don't know why it tickles me that, you know, this is a pretty short hole. You would think that a shorter distance would be easier to hit. What do I know? I don't golf. It's August 2020. We are smack dab in the middle of the pandemic. It doesn't matter. We've taken precautions, which included, by the way, packing our own food, bringing a large cooler. Our Airbnb is great. It has a small kitchen, so we're good. The hiking trails, they're not crowded. We don't see very many people at all. And we're determined to get away and to come to this place, our favorite place, to exhale. The place, Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Now, let me give you a little bit of context here. I'd never heard of this place until 2018. In 2018, we had a life event that provoked my wife and I to just get away. We needed to go somewhere, just collect our thoughts, process a few things, and just figure a few things out. And we didn't want to drive very far. I go online, I'm snooping around. I have no idea how I found the place, but I did, and I'm thankful I did. I'm wanting a different topography. I'm wanting big trees. I'm wanting hills. I'm wanting something different than North Central Texas. And I don't want to drive further than 6 hours. Enter Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. I'm like, well, I've heard of Hot Springs, but I've never heard of Hot Springs Village. So I snoop around, book an Airbnb place. It's on a lake, Lake DeSoto. This is a gated community. You have to go through a gate. You have to check in order to get in. Okay, I guess this is all very new. This is all very different. Had a perfectly lovely time. That was around September. In fact, it was in September of 2018. Here I am now, 2 years later, and I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this golf course, and it's a place that I've just come to love. Well, not just this golf course, but the whole place. And I've got this straight line view. In fact, you see the photograph. You see the very first photograph here. I've got this view of the tee box. As you look at that photograph, straight ahead, a little bit to the left, are the tee boxes. And directly in front, and you see a couple of fans, And that's odd. I've never seen that before, but you golfers would probably understand that. But there are two permanently mounted fans in the ground, and you see the green. It's obviously, it's green. And I'm just surrounded by these woods, by this green golf course, and I'm sure you're wondering, well, why is this your favorite place when you don't even golf? This particular place is kind of a favorite because I'm an introvert. I'm not shy. I'm not bashful. I'm not socially awkward. And I don't hate people. But I'm sitting here, and I'm about 100 feet or so away from the green, maybe 150 feet away from the green, and I'm able to wave at golfers, right? It's safe. It's a safe interaction with people that I have no idea who they are. They don't know who I am. And every once in a while, somebody will shout at me, hey, you ought to join us. And I'll holler back something snarky like, I hate to show off in front of strangers. And we all laugh. Well, I'm sitting here. I'm underneath this covered patio. And Rhonda joins me. There's another matching wicker rocker. And as we sit there, and we're watching these golfers, I just blurt out, I could spend a lot of time here. And without hesitation, she replies, I could too. Now, this is the first time that we've actually said this out loud to each other, other than, you know, fantasy talk, which I suppose everybody engages in when you go on vacation or you get away to some place and you find that, you know, you really like this place. And we all have those kinds of, hey, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, these are just, it's fantasy talk. But this is different. This is very different. We both have a seriousness in our voice this time. During the pandemic, we ventured to Hot Springs Village five times, count it, five times, and each time we found it harder and harder and harder to leave, and we craved to get back more and more in between visits, too. We found ourselves, the minute we got in the car headed to Hot Springs Village, feeling some relief, and when you check in at the gate and you drive in, you're like, yeah, okay, this feels right. So we commit to a plan. Well, I don't know if it's so much a plan as it is conniving and strategizing and visualizing and, yeah, fantasizing about one day having a place in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. And so I issued the challenge, well, let's have some fun planning it. And so it began, and we did. And We've done all kinds of things like sharing, you know, Google documents and jotting down notes and ideas and then using, what is it? Is it Houzz? You seen this thing? H-O-U, is it H-O-U-Z? You know, if you see photographs of kitchens or bathrooms or dens or exteriors of houses, you can kind of save the photograph over to a personal board that you have. And so we both have a shared board. And so we do that pretty constantly. Why Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, you're asking? Well, there is a 3-minute video that I shot during a more recent visit. And that was in May of this year, May of 2021. And yeah, you can watch that 3-minute video. Do it with the sound up or with your headphones on. That'll probably give you a little bit of insight. There are some photographs too below that video that were all taken May of 2021. And as I'm hitting the record button, it's July the 15th, 2021. And if you still wonder, well, why Hot Springs? Well, let me try to explain it with words. There is a word and a phrase. First, the word. The word is psychology. Psychology is defined as the mental characteristics or attitude of a person, the mental and emotional factors governing a situation or activity. Places have psychology. The place where I live in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, has a psychology. There's a psychology to living here and being here, and it's different. I've lived in Oklahoma City. I've lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've lived in other places, and there's a psychology to each and every place. And I'm not saying that it's good or bad. It just kind of is what it is. The psychology here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, for instance, is this is a big city. This is a big city. 7.5 million people in the whole metropolitan area. All of the major sports teams represent all of the big leagues that are played. And there's something to that. A ton of concerts. Okay, the pandemic cramped everybody's style for a while. Just a lot going on. It's just kind of a hub of activity. And even though I don't participate in 99.9999% of it, there's just something about being in a place like that. You hear people talk about it with New York City, right? People being in the city. It's just got this buzz, this vibe. Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas is a city not unlike that in its own way. It's not New York City, thankfully. I wouldn't be here if it were. A good place to visit. Wouldn't want to live there. Psychology, that's the word. The phrase is mental health. Mental health. Mental health is defined as a person's condition with regard to their psychological and emotional well-being. Mental health. This is a very personal deal for me. I'm going to drag Rhonda in on this too, my wife. Because what serves me, what serves us well, may not serve you so well. I know people that would go completely crazy living in a place like Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We don't. And I regularly tell people, you know, the people that I love the most are here. Yeah, but the place that I love the most now is Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Now, much of this is beyond my explanation, or at least my ability to explain, because the truth is, it is a place that just is terrific for my mental health. And in recent years, that is something that I have learned needs some nourishment, because quite frankly, much of my life has been devoid of such concerns. I'm not proud of that. I'm just telling you the truth. I just haven't thought that much about it. Right? We just put one foot in front of the other and we just live our life. And now as I'm getting older, I'm like, okay, I probably should take some care about this and about that and the other. Places like people are imperfect, but like people, some places are safer for us than others. And I don't mean in some crime prevention sort of way, although Hot Springs Village, Arkansas is inordinately safe because, well, it is a gated community. But I mean safe in a way where our frame of mind is improved by being there. No place on the planet has had an impact on me, and I've visited a ton of places. No place has had an impact on me like Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. And it was likely an ideal scenario where there was a timing of my life. There was a timing of a challenge that first brought us there in 2018. And there was a timing of me finding this particular place, and it's not coincidentally, it is a very different kind of topography and yet only 5 hours away from quote unquote home. You know, I'm not questioning it. I'm really not questioning it. I am leaning into it. And frankly, we're having some fun along the way, learning more about the place, the people, and the other places surrounding it. And so I had this podcast idea to do a hyper-local podcast about the place. And I registered the domain name hotspringsvillageinsideout.com. And a lot of folks refer to Hot Springs Village as HSV. I also registered hsvinsideout.com. So happens that the very first super host that we had in Hot Springs Village, the very first Airbnb host, his name was Dennis Simpson. He had a perfectly lovely little suite, guest suite in his basement. on Lake DeSoto in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Turns out, you know, Dennis is, well, shall we say, an extrovert. And as I observed the community from afar, it was obvious to me that this was probably the guy that I might want to hit up to be a co-conspirator in this hyperlocal podcast. He's not microphone shy, gets around, knows everybody. One of those kind of guys. And so I reached out to Dennis, and after a little bit of jockeying with schedule so that we could connect to even discuss it, within seconds he was, yeah, I'm in. And it's been now slightly more than a month since we started, and the traction, well, as a podcaster, I got to tell you, I've never experienced traction so fast, but I kind of had a feeling that's how it might go because it is hyper-local. It has a specific appeal to specific people who already live in this place, Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, or people who love going there, people who may be aspiring to move there one day. And we're having a lot of fun along the way, learning a lot about the place and the places surrounding it and the people who are already there. And turns out there's an awful lot of Texans over there. Turns out there's an awful lot of folks from Dallas-Fort Worth who have retired over there. I've met more than a handful already, and there's tons more to meet. So we're having a good time with it. And yes, one day, Lord willing, I absolutely hope to have a place there. And sooner than later. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. My name is Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.